Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Turning now to the day's top stories, and Senate Republicans are offering more details about their alternative to the massive Democratic version of an economic stimulus bill. Of course, it was the House that passed an $819 billion version last week, and the Senate version could be well north of $900 billion if the Democrats continue to get their way. But on Tuesday, Arizona Republican Senator John McCain says most Republicans will be fighting against the current version of the bill because it's simply unacceptable.
We can either fight the Democrat proposals, which would increase the deficit incredibly and mortgage our children's futures and not beneficially stimulate our economy, which we will do in many respects.
McCain also highlighted the critical principles he thinks belong in any sort of massive stimulus bill.
This is approximately $445 billion, $275 billion of it in tax cuts. It also has $50 billion in assisting Americans in need. Very importantly, it puts a sunset on the spending.
Meanwhile, the American people are learning more and more about the stimulus plan currently being debated on the Senate side of Capitol Hill. And the more folks learn, the more they don't seem to like what they're seeing. According to the survey, 75% of Americans do want Congress to approve some sort of economic stimulus plan. But right now, only 38% say they are in favor of the existing plan. 37% say they want some significant changes to the legislation. And 17% think Congress should scrap what they're debating right now and start all over again. Elsewhere on the economic front, even the strongest players in the auto industry are reeling from the deepening recession. Ford reporting a 40% drop in January sales, the sharpest decline in 10 months of steady decline. Toyota, the world's largest automaker, experiencing a 34% dip in U.S. sales. Nissan followed closely with a 30% slump. The results mark a 27-year low for U.S. automakers, despite the industry's uniformly aggressive discounting through cut-rate financing, employee pricing, and cashback rebates. But still a good day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 142 points to close at 8078. The NASDAQ up 22 to 1516. The S&P 500 gaining 13 points to 838. Oil up 70 cents per barrel. On the political front Tuesday, some major shakeups in the Obama cabinet. His choice for Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tom Daschle, the former Senate Majority Leader from South Dakota, today withdrawing his nomination after Daschle became the latest Obama nominee to discover that he had several years of unpaid taxes. In Daschle's case, well over $100,000. The statement from Daschle today is, quote, "I have just informed the president that I am withdrawing my name from consideration for Secretary of Health and Human Services. If 30 years of exposure to the challenges inherent in our system has taught me anything, it has taught me that this work will require a leader who can operate with the full faith of Congress and the American people, and without distraction. Right now, I am not that leader and will not be a distraction." For his part, President Obama reluctantly accepting the withdrawal of Daschle on the same day that he also got the withdrawal notice from Nancy Killefer, his choice to be the number two person at the Office of Management and Budget. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says both nominees decided not to become a distraction.
They both decided and recognized that their nominations would distract from the important goals and the critical agenda that the president put forward.
After repeated questioning from the White House press corps, Robert Gibbs saying once again that President Obama did not push Tom Daschle overboard. Tom Daschle withdrew his nomination on his own volition.
Senator Daschle decided to remove his name from consideration and remove his nomination for Secretary of Health and Human Services.
And that's unfortunate, according to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
I'm terribly disappointed that Senator Daschle is not moving forward, and I support Senator Daschle. Any decision he made in this regard.
But Republican John Ensign of Nevada says Daschle definitely made the right call.
I personally think that Senator Daschle, you know, was going to face some tough questions, and to stop an embarrassment from happening for this president, I think he saved the president from being embarrassed next week.
Also on Tuesday, President Obama nominating yet another Republican for a slot in his cabinet. This time, it's Republican Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire to be the next Commerce Secretary. The president says it's time for bipartisan solutions to a struggling economy.
As a businessman, attorney, state executive counselor, congressman, governor in his own right, and now as a senator, he's seen from all angles what makes our economy work for communities, businesses, and families.
And for his part, the senator says he's excited about helping to solve one of the most difficult economic challenges our country has faced.
This is not a time for partisanship, not a time when we should stand in our ideological corners and shout at each other. This is a time to govern and govern well. And therefore, when the president asked me to join his administration, I believed it was my obligation to say yes.
But that yes only came after Democratic New Hampshire Governor John Lynch promised to appoint a Republican to replace Greg in the Senate. And that replacement is likely to be former Greg aide Bonnie Newman, who will not seek a full term when the seat is up for election in 2010. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll tell you the world's worst persecutors of Christians. We'll also talk with Ed Pieper of Chevrolet about how his company is going through economic turmoil. And when we come back, the Obama cabinet shuffle.